This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is February 7th, 5:32. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. Finally, the weekend. We are ready for it. Big weekend, big game weekend. Do you have plans for the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Zero. None. I'm glad.
Yeah, just going to stay home?
Yeah, just going to chill, watch the game from home. James wanted to see if we wanted to maybe celebrate the Super Bowl the day before, kind of like because we don't really drink on Sundays. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to drink on a Saturday without, I don't know. There's something about the Super Bowl that doesn't make me want to drink, even in the first place. So we might or might not do a little drinking at home tomorrow night. But other than
when you say celebrating the Super Bowl, how do you celebrate the Super Bowl when it's not on the Super Bowl?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like,
hey, Super Bowl's tomorrow.
Woo-hoo! Go Birds, go Chiefs, go Kendrick, but there's no game. So that's funny. I don't know. I do not know the answer to that.
You find a way. You know what? The people in New Orleans, they've been celebrating all week. So you know what? There's where there's a will, there's a way.
Hey, isn't Fat Tuesday coming up too over there?
Mardi Gras I believe that is in March.
Oh, okay.
I think. I'm not 100% because it changes, right? It's based on Easter. So whenever Lent starts, it's the Tuesday before that.
Okay.
I'm such a bad Catholic. Man, all the classes I took as a kid, they would just be so disappointed.
Oh, I hated
right
those
now.
Classes.
Oh,
I
my
did.
Gosh. I was so scared I wasn't going to be able to do my first Holy Communion, and my mom was going to be disappointed in me, and yeah, now she's going to be disappointed if she hears the podcast.
Did
today.
You and Matt get married in a Catholic church?
No, we did not. He is not Catholic. He is Lutheran.
Okay.
And my
my Catholicism is very much in question. I mean, hey. It's just we were not like going to church every Sunday and stuff. I think it was my mom. It was very important to her. But you know, we have our relationships and religion. It's just we were not good Catholics at all.
Good. I feel you.
You guys just eloped. Yeah, you didn't get married in the church either, huh?
No, we got married in our apartment in Connecticut, and then we're still debating if we want to have a wedding, which he looks back on it and says, on our 10-year anniversary, on the day, it will be on a Friday. So we're like, maybe we do like a renewal vows,
yeah,
something around town. But yeah, we really, James's parents are very Catholic. My dad's a psychic, so it's totally two opposite sides of religion. But it's interesting to see what how our parents raised us and kind of what we turn out to be.
And what you kind of adopt as your own family traditions and stuff like that.
Exactly.
It's really interesting to see. So yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend. Even though the big game is not here, it's going to be crazy in Vegas. Everyone coming in town to bet and to party, and a lot of cool parties going on. Just got a text here from Lulu. She says, excited for Eagles to win so my friend's son, who is from here, can possibly retire with a Super Bowl win or ring. Go, ooh, Eagles. Number 61, Nick Gates. Okay, well then we'll root for the Eagles, for, yeah, Nick. Yeah, that sounds good to me. I really have no particular horse in the race other than I'm cheering for Taylor to come on with Kendrick during the halftime
that'd
show.
Be awesome.
So we'll see about that. But we have so much to get to this morning. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Groove Is in the Heart by D Light? Groove is in the heart. Fly by Sugar Ray. Or do you want to hear Hold It Against Me by Britney Spears?
If I said my heart was beating loud, if we could escape the crowd somehow, if I said I want your body now, would you hold?
Choices. Let's get those votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on Facebook or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, you have something that you wear that people make fun of you for. I literally ran upstairs this morning as I was about to leave to change my outfit because I knew I'd get made fun of if I wore it. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday, 6:03. It is February 7th. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm just texting with my daughter because she's flying in like one of the first flights out of San Diego this morning. And she was freaking out. She's like, do you think I'm going to be able to get an Uber this early in the morning to the airport? Like, got one like that. No problem. She's at the airport already waiting to fly to Las Vegas. But yeah, she was freaking out this morning that there were going to be all the Uber drivers who were going to be sleeping. So she's not going to be able to get a ride to the airport.
I feel like Ubers in Las Vegas, they deserve an award because just whenever I Uber around the strip, I feel like it's such a nightmare. A couple weekends ago, I was over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena and I was lost in the casino just trying to find the rideshare pickup. And I had to at one point call my driver because I was alone and I wanted to make sure I was in the Uber by myself safely. So I called him and I said, hey, I'm by myself. Honestly, I'm a little lost. So please stay so that you can wait for me. He goes, yeah, I got you. He's trying to guide me to the place, to the rideshare pickup. Finally get there. But I was talking to him while he was dropping me off at home. And I'm like, is it a nightmare or a headache to Uber around Las Vegas? He goes, honestly, this is my first day.
Oh my gosh, you got a first timer. So he's like happy, full of life. He's like ready to go. This is going to be great for me. And you haven't got him jaded yet.
No, I haven't yet. Well, maybe just a little bit because I was a little late. But I feel because maybe casinos are just so confusing to navigate and find ride shares that it can be a headache for Uber drivers. And that's my question to Uber drivers out there. Is it a headache to pick up people here in our town?
I think it would be a headache to also be a passenger in this town. And I'm basing that off of one thing and one thing only.
What is that?
The airport Uber line. Have you guys ever seen the Uber line at the airport?
It's insane.
On Friday nights, when I came home on a Friday, I was going past the Ubers and it was insane.
It was so long. And then I looked down because then you can look down at the taxi line and it's just as bad winding around. 702-364-9400. Our buddy Coco is on. Coco is an Uber driver. How is it being an Uber driver here in Las Vegas?
Actually, it's not as bad as it seems. Those casinos are the worst. The casinos make you go to a different area than you get dropped off. It is easy for us. It's harder for you.
Yeah, I was going to say that. What's your take on the whole airport situation? I mean, you guys can get in and out pretty easily, but the line for the passengers is crazy.
It is, but you got to also think, like, we have slots to go into. So as soon as we get to our slot, like, I'll be like, I'm in C1. It's easier for you to come find me than it is for me to find you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to look out. It's dangerous out there, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We have to wait 7 minutes before we could even cancel. So if we was in front of the airport, the whole front of the airport, nobody'd get in and out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's a good thing to note when you are calling an Uber. And hopefully you get Coco because he's like one of the best Uber drivers in Las Vegas. We love you, Coco. Thank you so much. Well, good luck if you're Ubering this weekend.
Thank you.
I've always thought about like just driving up in my car and like, hey, for $40, I'll take you where you need to go.
Hey,
doing my own side hustle, you know.
Mercedes to the driver.
All right. We've got a lot coming up on the show. Also, oh, my gosh. Everybody's calling for these tickets to see The Weeknd. We've got a last chance pair of win them before you can buy them tickets. They go on sale today at 10 a.m. Your ticket's coming up with the Mega Minute at 7:30. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. We are going to talk about, I'm trying to find my What's Trending here. We're going to talk about Rihanna, and she's finally making her comeback. Wait until you hear what it's all about. It's all on the way next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Rihanna is trending this morning. She is finally making that long-awaited comeback. It's just not the comeback that we expected. Let's explain. So her long-awaited return to music is happening as a Smurf. Now, fans knew something was up when she dropped a hint when she changed her Instagram profile picture after nearly a decade. She's only changed it 2 times. And so she changed it to that famous Rena photo of hers. If you don't know, it was a photo that was drawn of her, and it just is. It looks like
a stick figure.
Yeah. A stick figure. Well, she changed it to a photo of one of her Fenty Beauty line products. And then from that, she changed it back to the Rena photo, except the face was blue, the hair was yellow, and that's when people realized, this is all an ode to Smurfette. She posted a photo then with Smurfette indicating she was in her blue era, and that led to the first trailer of the new Smurfs movie. Here's what she said.
Hey everyone, I'm Rihanna and I play Smurfette in the new Smurfs movie, and I can't wait for you all to see it this summer. So check out the new trailer right now.
So she had announced that she was going to be in the movie back in 2023 at a CinemaCon event, but they are starting to promote it. She is voicing the iconic Smurfette, and in the trailer you can hear Rihanna singing. It's in the background, and we'll play it for you guys if you guys want to hear it. She's performing. Do you remember the Belinda Carlisle song, Heaven is a Place on Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Remember this song?
Smash. I love this song.
So Rihanna is singing it in this trailer. Let's play that and see if you guys can hear it.
Team up with new allies.
For the International Neighborhood Watch Smurfs, Paris Division.
Take adventure.
It's time for you to find out what a Smurf really is.
To a whole new dimension.
What's happening?
Hang on!
I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can get from Rihanna at this point.
No, I'm mad.
Good.
No, right. I'm upset. I need music. I need an album. I need something that's hers, that she's created on her own. Her coming to a movie to play Smurfette, I'm sorry.
That's, it's not about you, Steph. It's about Rihanna.
I'm talking for the fans here. I'm not. It's not me. I'm speaking on her fans. We want more. This is, I'm bummed.
Do you want me to, I will give you my harsh reality opinion. My personal opinion is she is not going to come out with new music ever.
No.
Because she doesn't need to. She's got the Fenty line, and that makes her a bazillionaire. So she doesn't need to make music anymore.
Which sucks.
I know. I wanted to. I'm with you. I want it so bad. But yeah, for right now, you're going to have to accept the Smurfs in that Smurfs movie. It hits theaters on July 18th, and that is what's trending. Okay, it is time to win with Heads Up right now. Early edition for tickets to check out Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. He's going to be at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms on February 16th. You get the tickets right now when you win Heads Up. Your category, since it's Friday, there's one left. It's Swan Lake. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you will win the tickets. Caller 20, you get to play 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Ashley, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium tickets up for grabs. So your category today, since it's Friday, there's just one left. It's Swan Lake. So Ballet Day is today. These are all things that are associated with dance, okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You got this.
You got it. Come on.
We only need six, Ashley. I will do my best to make these clues where you can get them, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Ashley and Mercedes, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
This is the place that dancers practice at a dance
studio.
Yes. This is what they wear, different ones of these. For Halloween.
Leotard?
Halloween, you buy one of these to wear a Halloween.
A costume?
Yes, yes. This is like the order of the steps is known as the what? Like, I gotta learn the blank for this dance.
Routine?
Close. Let's pass. Little girls and boys have a dance, one of these for their parents to show them what they learned in the class. They're on the stage. They have a dance. What?
Recital?
Yes. This is before the recital, they have to put on their costumes and do a practice run on the stage. This is called a what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, let's pass. I'm going to pull this open so you see the stage. Pull back the what?
Curtain.
Yes.
The curtain.
And then they dance on a what?
On a stage.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
No, I'm pretty sure that's five, you guys.
Oh,
one,
five.
Two, three, four.
Oh, I got overly excited.
Yeah.
Ashley,
sorry,
I'm the so rules are the sorry. Ashley, we got hung up on choreography. That was one.
Oh.
And then dress rehearsal, where they practice before with their costumes. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I can see why you were like, I don't want to really do this category. That was a little harder than I expected. But hey, you did a great job. That means caller 20 right now. You are going to get these tickets. You'll get a pair to see Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, at the Pearl Concert Theater over at the Palms. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. I know that Kanye West, he's kind of like a divisive figure. I think most people are, it's like no in between. Either you love the guy or you hate the guy. And he's got a new album coming out. And a lot of people are talking about this album because of the name of the album. Is my thing working here? Hold on 1 second. Do we have the music up?
Yeah. The music?
Music.
Are you in air mode?
I'm playing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, what's not working?
Just in case people don't know who Kanye West is, you know, just want to make sure we get a little example there. But yeah, so he's calling his new album Bully. B-U-L-L-Y. When I first heard that, I'm like, oh yeah, it's because he's a bully to everyone that he knows. But it's not even about him. The reason that he's calling it this is actually pretty interesting. It has to do with his son. His son, Saint, he's 9 years old. And he said that his son is a bully. And that's why he's naming it Bully. I guess what happened was he was playing with some kid and he kicked the kid. And so Kanye asked his son, why did you kick him? And he said, because he was weak. And that's when Kanye thought, wow, this guy is really a bully. And so by naming it Bully, in my mind, it almost like glorifies that and is kind of like a pat on the back. In my mind, maybe I'm wrong. What do you guys think? And have you ever found out like you had a kid who was the bully? We've heard about kids being bullied a lot, but did you ever find out your kid was the bully? And what did you think? I'm wondering if a better course of action for Kanye would be to like punish him instead of naming a record after him.
Yeah.
But that record, it comes out on June 15th. And that's actually his daughter North's birthday that it's coming out. So what do you guys think of this? 702-364-9400.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, kids going to make mistakes, right? But it's our job as parents and as adults to guide them, right? I mean, we can't turn their bad behavior into like a marketing plan. I mean, come on, Kanye, you got to be better than that, bro.
You think that's making it seem like a good thing in his world?
Yeah, I mean, he is. He's glorifying it for his son. It's like, come on, man, you got to be a parent. You got to teach them right from wrong. It's, you know, come on, let's profit from not profit being a bad parent. Once you profit from being a good parent.
I wonder, though, if maybe this is like that reverse psychology thing. You know, when if this didn't happen to me, but I know a friend of mine when we were younger, she got caught smoking and her dad made her smoke the entire pack of cigarettes as a punishment.
Oh.
And she never wanted to smoke again after that. Like, that taught her the lesson. Do you think that by him calling it bully, that's like shaming him in a way? So Saint's going to be like, oh, dang, now the whole world knows what I did. I'm never going to do that again.
I kind of like it in that sense where I didn't think about the reverse psychology. It's like, oh, you know, you're what do they call it when they wet the, oh, you're wet the bed. I'm going to name an album after you. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, don't. I mean, that's probably a really bad example.
No,
but
I get that. I get that. I mean? That train of thought. Because, yeah, then now everybody knows, oh, my gosh, I wet the bed.
Yes.
And now everybody knows, oh, my gosh, I'm a bully. 702-364-9400. Just got this text. I found out that my kid was the bully and I was mortified. I went with him to school, stayed in every class that he was in, and made him apologize to every child he harassed.
Man,
he never bullied again. Well, maybe this is a good thing then. Maybe this is putting a spotlight on the kid and he won't do it anymore.
I'm trying to think about something that my parents did that made me want to stop doing it, and it was probably I would chew really loudly, and that's why I don't like chewing loudly anymore. It's like, you chew so loud, and now I hate it when people chew loud, so I'm seeing the effects. Jay, stop. Stop it.
New record that's coming out by Steph's dad is called Chew So Loud.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A search is on in Alaska after a plane with 10 people on board went missing. It's a Bering Air Caravan flight, and it was headed to Nome, Alaska, when it was reported overdue yesterday. The Coast Guard said the plane was 12 miles offshore when contact was completely lost. The Nome Volunteer Fire Department, they're heading up a search, and said that due to weather and visibility, they're limited on air search right now. There were near whiteout conditions at times yesterday, so no word on the identities of those on board. But gosh, just stuff with planes lately.
This is insane,
it's like it's really getting scary.
I had a friend that visited Alaska and he went on a helicopter ride, and the helicopter ride after them got into an accident and there were no survivors. I hate to think that that's what happened, but he did mention that a lot of places in Alaska are very, not valleys, but a lot of mountain ranges. So as you can probably tell, that maybe something happened to them and they'd lost track of course, and that's where maybe they are. Hopefully there are survivors.
Hopefully they find the plane, or hopefully it landed somewhere and they just don't know about it. Hoping best case scenario. But Alaska is wild. I've been up there before and we went on a cruise, so I was not flying anywhere, but we, you know, would go off the boat and do little activities and stuff like that. And there are just so many beautiful mountain ranges, but like the weather, like the clouds will come down so low at times, and I can understand like the white out conditions. So it's like extreme weather, very much so up there.
And did it say that it's cloudy there right now?
Yeah, that's what they said. They're white out conditions.
So hopefully when it clears up, cross fingers
that they can find something for sure. Also this morning, if you need a pick me up after the Super Bowl on Sunday, Starbucks has you covered. They are giving away free coffee on Monday. For all Starbucks Rewards members, all you have to do is apply the Starbucks Monday coupon in the app, or just mention it to your barista in store or at the drive-thru, and you'll get a free tall, hot, or ice brewed coffee. If you're not a member, you can sign up by Sunday to get the deal, or just join on Monday and claim your freebie in store. And if you're feeling festive, they have their little Valentine's Day drinks that are going to be coming out here for a limited time. But free coffee on Monday, when a lot of us will need it for sure.
I love this, but I don't know if I'll get time to do it. Maybe we can order some. Did it say we can order, or you have to be?
You can do it online. Yeah.
Oh, you can.
Online.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Monday morning.
Yeah, you have to go pick it up. But as far as delivery fees, I'm not really sure.
Oh, I didn't think about delivery fees.
What time do they open?
I don't know. I don't go to Starbucks in the morning. I'm not sure.
The one off 215 in Jones, the one with the drive-through, I believe, opens at 4:30.
Oh, perfect.
There you go.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though.
Yeah, finally, this morning, the best movie of all time. We all have our favorite movie, but do you fall in line with the rest of America? They just did a survey of Americans by a Talker Research, and they found that different generations definitely have different movie preferences, but overall, these are your top favorite movies of all time. Coming in at number three, the best America's favorite movie of all time is Titanic. Titanic is number three on the list. The Wizard of Oz came in at number two, and the number one movie of all time, according to Americans, is Forrest Gump. That got the most votes, making it the number one movie of all time. Some of the other movies on the list included The Lion King, Dirty Dancing, the Star Wars series, Back to the Future. Any of these resonate with you guys?
Yeah, my favorite movie of all time, I can watch it over and over and over again, is Half-Baked. So good.
Half-Baked. I don't know if I've ever seen Half-Baked.
I've never even heard of
Are
that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I
heard it.
Come on, dude.
Well, sell it to us. Why is it good?
It's a comedy about marijuana.
There it is. That's all you have to say.
It's awesome.
Is it based on a true story on your life?
Is that Dave Chappelle?
Dave Chappelle,
stars
Chappelle,
in it?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, yeah. It looks just like
you. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and let's talk to Abby. Abby, you are caller 20. You ready to play?
Oh my God.
Be Mercedes.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Today's the day, Abby. I feel it. I feel like you are going to win today. How are you at music? How are you at guessing music?
Honestly, I like the song from last week, but we'll give it a try.
You're going to be great. I know it. Yes. I fully predict that you are going to be walking away with this diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers worth $550. Okay. So I am going to head out wishing you the best of luck. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Mercedes is walking out of the studio. Hey, Abby, I don't know if you're on speakerphone or Bluetooth. Is it possible to take me off just because we hear a lot of background noise? Yeah, let's do that, Abby, because we can hear. We want to make sure that we can hear you when you stop the clock.
Yeah, is this better?
Talk right into the microphone of your phone.
And turn your radio down.
And turn your radio down. I don't know if I can hear the radio, but yeah. Okay.
Is this better?
There
yes,
we go.
A lot better.
All right, Abby, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, so we can stop the clock, and you got to say something within that 5 seconds you say got it, okay?
Okay, got it.
All right, Abby, let's do this. The game and the song, it starts now.
Oh my God, oh no, I've heard this before.
That's 20 seconds, Abby. What you got? Anything?
Anything? Come on, Abby.
Abby, give me your best anything.
Come on.
In three.
No, I don't know. I don't know the title or the artist.
That's okay, Abby. I'm bringing Mercedes in. Mercedes is coming in. Make sure I got all the musics turned off.
You got that everything set?
I got everything
set. And you
got
the number.
And I got the number.
Okay,
I got it. Mercedes is walking in. She's putting her headphones on.
And?
And here we go.
Hello.
Good morning.
Can I hear you guys?
Hold on. Hi. Mercedes is fixing her buttons.
Ah, what's going on here? Oh, okay. Now I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready? How are you feeling?
Good, I guess. They always feel quick to me, but you never know.
Okay.
Okay.
The next song that you hear is The Game, and it starts now.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
Oh, that was right at 20 seconds.
Oh, dang.
What you got?
Is it Joan Jett? God, I don't remember the name of the song. I don't.
But that's the artist you're going with?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. I can't. I don't.
All right. So you stopped the clock at 20 seconds, and you did.
It's not I Love Rock and Roll. I don't know. I don't know.
Joan Jett is the artist.
Okay.
Do you want to give it just another shot in the dark?
Is Joan Jett in the Blackheart?
Yeah. We're going to be so specific.
Yeah. Joan Jett in the Blackhearts. I don't know. I don't know the name of the song.
The song?
I don't know the name of the song.
Is I Hate Myself for Loving You.
Oh, I hate myself for loving you. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Abby didn't get it either. She went 20 seconds. Yeah. She didn't know it either.
The day that I don't get it, she doesn't get it.
Yeah. I know.
I can tell you there's probably my wife is screaming at the radio right now.
I'm sorry. Gosh, that we both were totally clueless on that one. And that means it's a push. So that means since there's no winner, there's a bigger diamond pendant now, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Wow. So Monday, $575. Wow. For all of you yelling at the station right now, I apologize. I told you guys are picking songs way out of my wheelhouse. That was a good one. Here she is now, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. There is a lady that I love to follow on TikTok. Her name's Chrissy Allen, and she is like, she is me, basically. She posts all these TikToks about like being a mom and like loving 90s hip hop. It's like every single thing she posts, I can so relate
to. I think the one that made her viral is when her sitting in the backseat and she's pretending she's a kid and she's like listening to music and not knowing that this is a really dirty song or something
like that. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she's hilarious. And she posted a TikTok the other day, which was an exact conversation that I had with my kid probably 3 weeks ago. And it all had to do with this song. Now, Lisa is a member of Blackpink, and she has a song called Moonlit Floor. Kiss me under the Paris 12. And about 3 weeks ago, the song came on in the car and my daughter goes, I love this song. It's so cute. And I was like, I love it too. I go, you know that this is a sample of another song. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, this song is not original. It's based off of a song by a group called Sixpence None the Richer, Kiss Me. And she's like, what? And literally 3 days ago, I see a TikTok of this lady talking about how her kids hear these songs thinking they're original. And you have to school them and explain how they are not original. This is what she posted.
You know this song is not original. She copied Sixpence None the Richer's Kiss Me. Came out in 1997. Remember it like it came out yesterday.
I was like, oh my gosh. And she did that with a couple other songs. This one was funny.
You know this is sampled from a song from 2004, right? Jaquan.
Pretty sure this song's better, but okay.
Oh, honey, back then the whole club would go insane when Tipsy came out.
I mean, is she being so for real or not? I mean, when this song came on, tell me you were not. I mean, still when I hear this song come on, I'm like, oh!
When I was a kid in elementary school when this song came on, I was still going, at the recess.
Is there a song that kids think is original, but it is absolutely not? 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Myra. Hey, Myra, what is the song that you're like, wait, this is not original. There's a sample in this.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. Jojo Cat, Paint the Town Red from 2023.
Oh, I love that song. And there's a sample in this.
Yes, the sample is Dionne Warwick, Walk On By in 1964.
Wow. Dionne Warwick? There it is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Walk on
by. Tick. I said what I said. Paint the Town Red. I love Myra, that we gotta school these kids, okay? Let's talk to Billy.
They have no idea.
No kidding. Billy, hey, good morning. What is the
good
song?
Morning.
What's the song that you need to school the kids? It's not an original.
So Megan Trainor and Jason Derulo had a song called Lean On Me, or Hands On Me. And yeah.
Let's listen.
They loved it. And I was like, wait a minute, that sounds just like Stand By Me. And I had to play it for them just to get them to believe me.
Okay, let's listen here. Oh, yeah, I already hear it. The ching. Yes.
When the night
has come and the land.
Here's the original.
Is dark.
Oh, yeah, it's just a little speed up version.
Oh, I didn't even catch that one, Billy. That is so, so good. I love that.
What about Jack Harlow, First Class?
First Class. Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is Lovin' On Me.
Oh, that's Lovin' On Me. Where's First Class? Do we have First Class?
We don't have First Class on me.
But yeah, that's glamorous. Yeah. And then Fergie even came out and sang that with him. The other one in that TikTok, which I thought was really funny, is this one.
This is Debbie Deb. He sampled Debbie Deb. Her song must have come out, 1984, was it?
Oh my God, no one cares.
Look it up, When I Hear Music by Debbie Deb. It's fantastic.
We don't care about your dinosaur age.
We don't care about your dinosaur age. Oh, Mom. I love it. That is so funny. There's so many. We're getting a bunch of text here. Bar Song is a sample. Oh my gosh, are you serious? Are you joking me right now?
A bar song?
Someone just found that out for the first time.
Yeah. The bar song Tipsy.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily a sample, but it's a play on Jaquan. So, yeah I guess you technically got us there. Fallout Boy's version of We Didn't Start the Fire. Yeah, that was a Billy Joel version. This one says, I did the same with the song Killing Me Softly. I had no idea Roberta Flack was the original artist of that song.
Wow.
That's a really good one. But yeah, for all of you who are thinking, wow, Lisa really came out with an original song.
She did not.
Who did it first? 1997.
What about Lotto? Big Energy?
Yes, that's another one.
Which one? Which was the original of Lotto? Big Energy?
It was Fantasy, Mariah Carey, or Genius of Love, Tom Club.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on now.
I'm learning so much here.
I know. It's a music lesson for you today. All right. Who is ready to win?
Let's
do this. It is time to win your tickets to see The Weeknd. The Weeknd is coming to town on July 5th. Allegiant Stadium, and we have your win them before you can buy them tickets right now. They go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. But not only do we have tickets for you, but you will be qualified for the grand prize, which is an upgrade to lower level tickets to the show. Caller 20, all you got to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get them all correct, and the tickets are yours. Who wants to take on the Mega Minute? 702-364-9400.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, Leslie, you are caller 20.
Yeah.
You ready to take on the Mega Minute?
Woo. Yes, we are. I'm here with my daughter, Katie.
Oh, hi. Hi, Katie. Are you guys headed to school this morning?
Yes, we are.
Where do you go to school?
Hyde Park Middle School.
Shout out. Hyde Park Middle School. All right, guys, here's how it works. You got a minute to answer these 10 questions correct. If you do, you're going to win these tickets to see The Weeknd. How amazing would that be? If I hear the answer, doesn't matter who it comes from, I'm going to take it as a correct answer. Or, well, it has to be correct, but I'll take it and we'll move on. Okay, guys?
Sounds good.
All right, Leslie and Katie, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
Who is the current host of Family Feud?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
Luke Bryan has hosted what singing show since 2018?
American Idol?
Yes. Babe Ruth played what sport?
Baseball.
Yes. In Top Gun Maverick, what was Miles Teller's character's call sign?
Pat.
Mark Cuban is an investor on what TV show?
Pass.
What kind of icing traditionally goes on carrot cake?
Cream cheese.
Yes. What is Mountain Dew's slogan?
Do the Dew?
Yes. Which Jonas brother is missing from the band? Nick, Joe, and?
Nick, Joe, and Ted, Steve, Brian, Paul. No, pass.
What song does Bruno Mars and Rosé sing together?
APT.
Yes. What does CPR stand for?
Cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
Yes. Who is the host of the current host of Family Feud?
Oh, darn it.
Steve Harvey was right. Yes. Oh, just a little too late. I'm sorry. Where did we go wrong?
Number four.
Top Gun Maverick. What was Miles Teller's character's call sign? That was Rooster. Mark Cuban is an investor on what TV show? That is Shark Tank. And I think you named every name out there. Kevin was the only one you missed on that Jonas Brothers one. Nick, Joe, and Kevin. That was the one that was missing. Oh, my goodness. You guys, great try on that. That means caller 20, you're getting these tickets. Win them before you can buy them to see the week.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Two congressmen from New York and Pennsylvania, they're introducing legislation to make September 11th a federal holiday. Democrat Congressman Tom Suozzi from Long Island and Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania say that this bipartisan Patriot Day Act would amend Title V in the U.S. Code to cement 9/11 as a federal day of recognition that would ensure that Americans can commemorate one of the most significant days in this country's history. It's a bill that would commemorate the loss of 9/11, allow people to reflect on the day as well as join in on unity and activities like that. This is the first piece of legislation that the two have introduced as the newly elected co-chairs of the Problem Solvers Caucus.
I think it's about time. I think that it should have been a holiday maybe a while ago. I don't know what the terms are or how that works for something like this to become a holiday. But is it a holiday or is it an observed day?
I can't call it a holiday.
Right. Yeah,
in my mind, holiday is a fun thing, and it's definitely not a holiday. So I say day of remembrance.
I like that.
And just a day that you can pay tribute to those people. But yeah, I can see the reasoning behind it. I would not be surprised if this goes into effect here soon. We'll definitely keep you posted on it. Also this morning, dinner is a great time to connect with your family, have an actual conversation, but a lot of families say, forget it, we'd rather watch TV. Around two-thirds of Americans say they usually watch TV while eating dinner. 63% do, compared to 41% who talk to the people they're eating with. And that's over 100%. So maybe there's some people that do a little bit of both. But watching TV is not the only thing we do at dinner. 28% of people use their phones. 16% listen to music. 8% read. Are you guys TV watchers during dinner?
Yeah, I am. Unfortunately, my wife will watch. She'll take her dinner and go to the other room and watch TV.
You don't even eat together?
No, we don't.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh my God. I think that's a certain thing that people need to watch TV while eating. Not need, but it's a comfort. When I'm watching TV while eating, it gives me like a relaxation. But then there are times, because I mean, every day we do that. But there are times where I miss sitting at the dining table and having no distractions and looking across the table at James and just having a conversation. I miss that.
Yeah, with the TV, it's like it's always on just by default in my house. It's not even that we're watching it. So at dinner, it's on, but we're not necessarily looking at it. It's like the background noise. The thing that I hate is the phones at the table. And for years, we had the strict rule, no phones at the table. And I don't know what happened, but like in the last few months, they've found their way back to the table, myself included. I admit I have this little stand that I have, and I have one at the table, and I put my phone on the stand, and now I'll find that we'll be eating and we're all on our phones, and it's making me crazy. So I think I have to reinstitute that rule, because I really hate that.
Get a bucket. Everyone puts their phones in before we eat, and no one can touch the bucket, and you have to start conversations. What kind of, I feel like that should be maybe a rule that you implement in your house.
The bucket, I mean, that's we could just put them on the counter, but do you think that we need a bucket?
Like, close it and put it in the cookie jar.
Put it in the refrigerator. Keep your phone cool and stick it in there.
Turn it off. Do a little reset.
Finally, this morning, Valentine's Day is next week, and it's on a Friday night, so it's going to be a busy one when you go out. 61% of single people say that they would go out on a first date on Valentine's Day. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but there's this new poll on dating experiences, and this is interesting. See if you guys fall into this category. 80% of Americans say they've been on a wonderful date at some point. 50% say they've been on a terrible date. What I thought was interesting, though, is that 38% of people have become friends with someone that they initially dated. So they tried to do this romantically. It didn't work out, but then they decided to be friends with them. Have you become friends with any of your exes where it's just completely platonic?
Oh, yeah, I have. And my wife become friends with my exes, too, which
what?
Is crazy. Oh, yeah.
How does that work?
They like her more than they like me. And that's crazy. They're like, when they meet my wife, they're like, oh my gosh, oh, blah, blah, blah. They'll tell stories about me, but not like really bad stories.
It's like they're not comparing notes or
right,
anything.
Right. Well, I hope not. Jeez. God, that would suck.
They get a ruler out.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
To measure the size of your brain.
Oh,
see how smart
gosh.
You are.
What is wrong with you today?
Are you friends with any of your exes, Steph?
Absolutely not. I could not be friends with my exes, but my husband was friends with his ex. And I cut that off right away.
Really?
Why?
Because I know that she still had something for him.
Oh, okay.
And
gotcha.
I'm like, absolutely not. I know a woman's intuition is very strong. If I knew that maybe they could be potentially friends, yes. But no, I knew that they still... And his family, I mean, her family still loved James.
Oh, yeah. That's a big red flag.
Like, no.
No, no, no. She's going to do everything she can to get him back in her life.
No.
It's mixed.
I want you to stay. Where's your name?
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, finally
where is
made J-Love, it.
J-Love.
So I went to the dentist yesterday and I had to get my teeth cleaned. And I noticed something as I was getting my teeth cleaned. And I've noticed this every time. I go to the same hygienist and I love her. Her name's Haley. And she has this just calming way about her when she does your teeth. I mean, it's not a pleasant experience, but I like her because she's very calm and she has a very nice voice. And so she'll start scraping, and then you know how they have the water in there. She'll spray with the water, and then she puts the sucky thing in there and she goes, and close. And close, just to close your mouth so the water goes in there. And I started counting. I do this thing where I start counting things if it's repeating. It's like an ADD thing I have. It's like I go upstairs, I start counting them. I just count really weird things.
I thought I was the only one that did that.
Oh, I count stuff all the time.
Okay, good.
So after the third time, she goes, and close. I started counting. And close. And close. She said, and close. 47 times.
What?
I was like, oh my gosh. She said 47. So let's round it to 50, okay? So she says 50 times with me and close. Let's say she does 8 people a day.
Oh
where she
my gosh.
She says and close 400 times a day.
She's saying it in her sleep.
Oh my gosh.
And she probably doesn't even realize she's doing it.
No, not at all. And so I was thinking about that. Do you have a phrase or something that you say multiple times a day, whether it's because of work or just your daily routine? What is your and close phrase that you say all the time? 702-364-9400. That's mine. What I just said, our phone number. I say that so many times a day.
Yes.
702-364-9400. In fact, there's been times where I've had conversations with people and they're like, okay, yeah, give me your phone number. And just out of habit, I'll go 702-364-94. Oh, no, 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 wait.
No, that's my work number.
What is your and close phrase? The phrase you say multiple times a day. Does anyone else have one of those? Do you guys have one?
I was going to ask you on yours, how many times a day do you think you say our phone number?
I don't know. We should like listen to a show and just count. I would say, I say it at least five times an hour. So we're on the air for 4.5 hours. Four and a half hours.
Yeah.
Let's just round to five. I think I say it 25 times a day.
Okay. On Monday morning, I'm going to count how many times you say our phone number. And if it's 25 times, then I'll be like, you're on the dot, Mercedes.
I know. It's just, that is my crutch. That's my and close. What is yours?
I was going to say, for me, when I pick up the phones, it's like, Mix 94.1, what's your first name? Mix 94.1, what's your first name? Okay. If you're, make sure you're no speakerphone, no Bluetooth, lower your radio, no use profanity, and talk right into the microphone of your phone loud and proud so we can hear you.
Loud and proud. I love that. That is your phrase. I hear you say loud and proud all the time. I absolutely love that. We're getting some calls here. Let's talk to Candace. Candace, what is your and close?
Good morning, everybody. I used to work at the Hampton Inn for 16 years. I swear I said it like 50 times a day when I answered the phone. It was Hampton Inn Las Vegas Summerlin welcomes you.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I like that. But did you find that when you were on your own time and not working, you would just pick up your phone and say that?
I did. I said it all, even to like my husband or my mother. I'd be like, Hampton Inn Summerlin. Oh, wait. Oh, hi.
What's up, babe? What's up? I love that, Candace. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Tiffany. Tiffany, what is the phrase that you say all the time? What is your and close?
You know.
You know?
You know.
Oh, you know. Like in casual convo or like at work?
No, I say it all the time. My partner says, I need to start a timer of how many times you say, you know. You don't know how much you say, you know.
That is hilarious. Really quick, let's talk to Chelsea. Chelsea, what is your and close phrase?
Yeah, I am a stay-at-home mom of three boys, so I always say, stop wrestling.
Hey, yo, you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
I am excited. I want to spin the Oh Wow Wheel. Yeah. Let's get Stephanie on the phone. I cannot figure out my phone. Did you get her on there?
I got
Thank
her on.
You.
She's on.
Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to be our guest member of the show to veto the song?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
All right, let's do it. We're going to give the wheel a big spin. It is Friday, so we are ready to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow, with the oh, wow wheel. I know you can't hear it, but it is spinning. Trust me. There we go. Here we go. It's slowing down. And it has landed on Steph. Whoa. Second week in a row it landed on you.
Oh, that's right, huh?
All right, so Steph, what is your category today, and what is your song?
So my category is an artist that I saw live, and I saw this artist last year, one of my favorite concerts ever for her Guts tour. I chose Obsessed by Olivia Rodrigo.
Ooh, Stephanie, what do you think? Does it play or do you want to veto it?
Let's play it.
Yeah! Yeah! If I told you how much I think about her, you'd
think I was in love. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Wow, Wheel. Steph's pick, it was Obsessed. Her category was a song by an artist that you have seen in concert. Okay, so if you would have gotten the veto today, Steph, it was going to go to you, J-Love. What was your category and what was your song?
My category was artist that will be or has performed in the Super Bowl halftime. And mine was Shakira, Hips Don't Lie, because when her and Jennifer Lopez headlined Super Bowl 54.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They looked so good.
That, hot. Yeah.
That was a fiery show.
That was a great show. Yeah. She was on the Grammys, and she was amazing. I love her. Okay, so I was not in the running today, but my category was a song that played at the first concert you saw with your partner. Well, the first concert I went to with my husband Matt was
a Metallica concert.
No way! And I'll never forget. We were talking about items of clothing that you don't wear because you get made fun of. I wore to that concert a pair of khaki shorts and a red shirt, and some lady in the bathroom asked me if I worked at Target. I wanted to cry.
Did you just get off work?
I was so embarrassed because I'd never been to like a concert like Metallica before. And so, yeah, that was that. And he to this day does not let me live that one down. It was a big one. Hey, next hour, we're going to kick off the Friday Rewind. We're going to play your favorite songs from the 90s and the 2000s. And hey, let's kick it off early with a throwback from Mariah Carey. Dream Lover is on. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Amber, your caller 20.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Let's do this. We want to get you these tickets to see Hozier when he comes to town. Your category for Heads Up this morning is Ronald Reagan. So Ronald Reagan Day.
Oh gosh, I'm so nervous.
I know.
Don't be.
And Ronald Reagan Day was yesterday. So all this is different presidents, okay?
Oh gosh.
We can do this. I have faith in us, Amber. We got it. All we need to do is get six, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Amber and Mercedes, you guys got this. Take a deep breath. And your 60 seconds starts now.
This was the first president of the United States.
George Washington.
Yes. This was our first black president.
Obama.
Yes. This was, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Bill Clinton.
Yes. He was assassinated in Dallas, Texas.
JFK.
Yes. He is on the $5 bill. He wore a top hat.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. He's on the $20 bill. Not related.
Oh, gosh.
Not related to Michael or Tito.
Jackson?
First name.
I don't know.
Okay, let's pass. He wore round glasses and he was a little hefty.
George Washington.
No, let's pass. This was our last president. He was just the last one we had.
No!
You know what? I am going to plead to the judges to reconsider. She said Jackson, and we accepted Obama when she said Obama.
Okay.
Do we take it?
Let's think about it. Jay, do you think that we should give them to her?
Yes. Let's
Yay!
Go.
You know, it was all for the drama. It was all for the drama. Amber, you're going to see Hozier Unreal Unearth Tour at the T-Mobile Arena. Congratulations.
Thanks. They're for my daughter. She's a senior.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Bella, and she's from Southeast Career Tech.
Is she in the car with you right now?
No, I'm on my way to get my hair cut from her. She's in the cosmetology program.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. And now you can tell her, instead of giving her a tip, you're like, your tip is Hosier tickets, okay?
Oh, my gosh. She's going to freak out.
Enjoy, Amber. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Lawsuits were threatened by 13 state attorneys general yesterday to stop Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing federal payment systems that contain sensitive personal information of American citizens. In this statement, the AG said that they were going to take action in defense of our Constitution, our right to privacy, and the essential funding that individuals and communities nationwide are counting on. Now, it wasn't clear when they will file their lawsuit, but those AGs represent 13 states, and Nevada is one of them in this lawsuit.
I am trying to research on this. I had no idea that this was even going on.
Oh, yeah. Like, these tech bros are going to have access to, like,
all the social security numbers, everything. Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is boo-boo.
It's really crazy.
I don't know what to do about this.
There's nothing you can do.
I'm going to, no technology forever. I'm just going to not have any emails, no social media.
No, click on agree when those terms and conditions come up, don't hit click on agree. That's what you do.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, thanks to all the data leaks and stuff, your stuff's already out there.
True.
In my mind.
Yeah. I've already got TikTok. China already has my info.
Also, this morning, if you hate the way you look on a video conference and also think that those virtual meetings are a bad tool for doing business, you might be surprised to learn that those two opinions could be related. This new study finds an interesting connection between how people feel about their appearance and their experience with video meetings. So the research shows that when people do not like how they look on camera, they're more likely to experience what's commonly known as Zoom fatigue. They did this study and they found that workers who were unhappy, they report higher levels of that. The fatigue made people view virtual meetings as less useful overall. And then people who felt dissatisfied about their appearance were more likely to use the features like the touch-up tools on there or video filters or avatars to manage how they look.
I didn't even know Zoom had this either. You could do a filter on Zoom.
I didn't know they did filters on Zoom either. I knew they did backgrounds.
Yes, the blurred
backgrounds, but I did not know that you could do filters. So you could literally put like a filter on so you look completely flawless. Why hasn't anyone told me about this?
All these Zoom calls we've been having recently, Mercedes, we could have been looking better.
Oh my gosh, darn it. I just turn on the lighting so I have good lighting, and that's about the best I'm going to do.
We had a Zoom call the other day and my lighting was horrible, but you know when it's that awkward moment where they're about to come in the room. They're like, there's no point. So I remember my lighting was horrible. Mercedes, you were on it too. I'm like, oh my God. My lighting's so horrible. You're like, I'm bringing them in. I'm like, just let it go. Just bring them in. I let them look like I can barely see myself anyway. So
yeah, it doesn't matter because here's the thing. Nobody notices that except you. You know, yep. I didn't notice your lighting was bad. I thought you looked great.
Really?
So, yeah. I think that we think everyone notices everything about us. I do the same thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had an eyelash on my cheek. Oh my gosh. Nobody noticed it.
People are going to notice this.
Nobody noticed it.
We're going to schools later. Look at my nails. I had two press-on nails fall off.
I would have never noticed unless you said something.
I had a booger in my nose and nobody said anything to me.
Yeah, that's just because we don't want to point that out. That's embarrassing to point out. All right. Well, I guess we are done. It's a hot two today.
Oh, I thought that was a hot. No.
It's okay.
That's messed up. No, the hot three continues. That's me saying sorry, Justin Bieber. Go ahead.
All right. Finally, this morning, America has spoken. We're going to be rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. It's a pretty slim margin. 48% of Americans say they will definitely or probably watch the Super Bowl. And on Monday, employers can expect a lot of people to call in sick. This new survey, they have collected data from over 6 million employees who requested sick days after the Super Bowl, and they found that in 2024, there were 63% more sick day requests on the day after the game than on the average day last year. And they also found that over 90% of managers at companies approved sick days for employees after the game. So they were probably like, nice, I don't have to worry about you.
I got a cough going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's starting his cough now because by the time Monday comes, he wants to call sick.
Take off Monday. Take off Tuesday while you're at it.
Take off the year, Jay. Whoa. We want you to relax. Don't worry about us.
You guys are brutal.
It's Mix 94.1.